Hello again, it's myself, Miles McKee, with the Gospel Truth Radio Broadcast. Oh, it's a blessing to be able to speak to you. Thanks for the letters, by the way. They do get answered. Just wait. Okay, now listen to me. We've been talking all week about the woman at the well in Samaria. You find her in John's Gospel, chapter 4. Now, Jesus Christ shows us that he's interested in individuals. He shows us in this story he went to Samaria to reach one person. Now, this one person was a loose-living woman. She went to church, but she was no better, actually, than the village prostitute. And Jesus wasn't impressed with her sin. He wasn't thrown off by it. He wanted her. He wanted to save her. He wanted to draw her to himself. And let me tell you this, Jesus isn't impressed by how bad you've been or how wicked you've been or how much you've failed. He's seen worse cases than you, my friend. Oh, yeah. And listen, he was not even impressed by this woman when she started to talk to him about church. This woman prided herself that she had a church affiliation in Samaria. You can check it out. Verse 20. There was a church, you see, in Jerusalem, and there was a church in Samaria, but salvation was in neither church. Salvation in this passage was standing right in front of this lady, and salvation is in the Lord Jesus Christ. Let me tell you this. Salvation is not in a creed or in a dogma. And let me tell you, if you are trusting in the Baptist religion, if you're trusting in it, you are lost. If you're trusting in the Presbyterian faith, you are lost. If you are trusting in the Roman Catholic religion, you are lost. If you're trusting in the Mormon religion, you are lost. If you're trusting in the Jewish religion, you are lost. But, listen to me, if you will humbly admit that you are a hell-deserving sinner and acknowledge that there is no salvation for you outside of Jesus Christ, you will be saved. Let me tell you this, it wasn't the Baptist creed which was hung upon the cross for you. The Roman Catholic Church was not hung upon the cross for you. It was Jesus Christ who died there, the man of sorrows who hung there and suffered. Lifted up was he to die. It is finished was his cry. Now in heaven exalted high. Hallelujah. What a Savior. Look by faith to him, my friend. Look to Jesus as the offering for your sins and you will be saved. Is there somebody listening to me today? You know that you're lost. You know that you've blown it. You know that you're guilty because of the things of your past. You may even have asked Jesus to save you, but you're still haunted by guilt and old sins are casting long shadows. What are you to do? Look by faith to Jesus. It's simple. See him dying there, the spotless Lamb of God. See him dying in your place. See him satisfying the justice of God. See him taking the wrath of God in your place. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and you'll be saved. Oh, if you'll take him by faith as your Savior today, you'll be saved. You'll be set free. And let me tell you, that's the gospel truth.
Thank you for listening to the gospel truth. We would love to hear from you. Our address is Box 50395, Henderson, Nevada, 89016. That's Box 50395, Henderson, Nevada, 89016. Or visit our website at www.milesmckee.com. Goodbye and God bless you. Or as we say in Ireland, Slán agus beannacht libh.